There's lots of talk from the Biden regime of banning and confiscating our weapons, but there's one weapon that is truly Biden and cult of death kryptonite, the rosary. And for the finest handcrafted rosaries made here in Southeast Louisiana, visit our very own Maggie O'Connell's Little Bayou Rosary, part of the Founders Trade and Post Catholic Corner Store at mikechurch.com/shop. Or for a custom rosary or chaplet design, call us at 844-527-8723. See the entire Little Bayou Rosary collection at mikechurch.com/shop.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Thursday, May the 6th, 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by the Founders Trade and Post, featuring our very own gourmet coffee, cappuccino, dark roast, and whole bean and fresh ground. Start your morning like a crusader with a fresh brewed cup of cappuccino dark roast coffee. Available at mikechurch.com/shop. Here's what to listen for this hour. Atlanta and reinstatement. Florida honors first responders and others, and Catholic bishops take a stand on handguns. The city of Atlanta must reinstate a police officer charged in the fatal shooting of a black man outside a Wendy's restaurant in June. An oversight board said on Wednesday, ruling that he was wrongly terminated. The Atlanta Service Board ruled that the city failed to follow its own procedures by dismissing Garrett Rolfe from the police department without a hearing after the killing of Rayshard Brooks, age 27. In other news, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said he will soon sign a budget that will include $1,000 bonuses for all police officers and first responders in the state, totaling about $208.4 million. He said, quote, "Someone to defund the police, we're funding the police, and then some." DeSantis discussed the bonuses during a news conference yesterday at the Satellite Beach Police Department. The Republican governor said the bonuses were done in part to honor the work that first responders have done during the coronavirus pandemic. DeSantis plans to use between $9 and $10 billion of federal relief funds included in Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus aid package to dole out $1,000 bonuses to first responders in the state. Finally, Catholic bishops in Texas have voiced opposition to a bill allowing certain adults to carry handguns without permits, which they say, quote, advances a culture of violence. House Bill 1927 would allow residents of the Lone Star State to carry handguns without permits if they are at least 21 years old and if they are not, quote, otherwise prohibited by state or federal law from possessing the firearm. Texas law currently requires a license to carry handguns. The bill has passed the state house and could be voted on by the state senate next week. Our quote of the day comes from Pope Saint Leo the Great. Virtue is nothing without the trial of temptation, for there is no conflict without an enemy, no victory without strife. Coming up, our saint of the day. In the year 95, he was the only surviving apostle. He was apprehended at Ephesus and was set in chains to Rome. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hey, did you know seasoning your ribs and pulled pork is easier than you think? With Mike Church's Beast and Butt Rub, you don't need to spend hours finding the perfect ratio of herbs and spices. Beast and Butt Rub is an award-winning blend of herbs and spices perfect for ribs, pork chops, or pulled pork. Wow your family and friends at your next barbecue and order your bag of Beast and Butt Rub today. Go to mikechurch.com/rub.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Thursday, May the 6th, 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by the Founders Trade and Post, featuring our very own gourmet coffee, cappuccino, dark roast, and whole bean and fresh ground. Start your morning like a crusader with a fresh brewed cup of cappuccino dark roast coffee. Available at mikechurch.com/shop. Here's what to listen for this hour. Atlanta and reinstatement. Florida honors first responders and others, and Catholic bishops take a stand on handguns. The city of Atlanta must reinstate a police officer charged in the fatal shooting of a black man outside a Wendy's restaurant in June. An oversight board said on Wednesday, ruling that he was wrongly terminated. The Atlanta Service Board ruled that the city failed to follow its own procedures by dismissing Garrett Rolfe from the police department without a hearing after the killing of Rayshard Brooks, age 27. In other news, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said he will soon sign a budget that will include $1,000 bonuses for all police officers and first responders in the state, totaling about $208.4 million. He said, quote, "someone to defund the police, we're funding the police, and then some." DeSantis discussed the bonuses during a news conference yesterday at the Satellite Beach Police Department. The Republican governor said the bonuses were done in part to honor the work that first responders have done during the coronavirus pandemic. DeSantis plans to use between $9 and $10 billion of federal relief funds included in Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus aid package to dole out $1,000 bonuses to first responders in the state. Finally, Catholic bishops in Texas have voiced opposition to a bill allowing certain adults to carry handguns without permits, which they say, quote, advances a culture of violence. House Bill 1927 would allow residents of the Lone Star State to carry handguns without permits if they are at least 21 years old and if they are not, quote, otherwise prohibited by state or federal law from possessing the firearm. Texas law currently requires a license to carry handguns. The bill has passed the state house and could be voted on by the state senate next week. Our quote of the day comes from Pope Saint Leo the Great. Virtue is nothing without the trial of temptation, for there is no conflict without an enemy, no victory without strife. Coming up, our saint of the day. In the year 95, he was the only surviving apostle. He was apprehended at Ephesus and was set in chains to Rome. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.